Great Classic Stories, 22 Unabridged Classics, by Alphonse Daudet, Arthur Conan Doyle, Edgar Allan Poe, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Guy de Maupassant, Catherine Mansfield, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Oscar Wilde, Rudyard Kipling, Saki, and others. Narrated by Barbara Lee Hunt, Derek Jacobi, Hugh Lowry, Martin Jarvis, Joanna David, Kerry Shale, Nigel Hawthorne, Rosalind Ayers, and others.
The drawback is one never really knows one's hosts and hostesses. One gets to know their fox terriers and their chrysanthemums, and whether the story about the go-cart can be turned loose in the drawing-room or must be told privately to each member of the party for fear of shocking public opinion. But one's host and hostess are a sort of human hinterland that one never has the time to explore. There was a fellow I stayed with once in Warwickshire who farmed his own land but was otherwise quite steady. Should never have suspected him of having a soul, yet not very long afterwards he eloped with a lion tamer's widow and set up as a golf instructor somewhere on the Persian Gulf. Dreadfully immoral, of course, because he was only an indifferent player, but still it showed imagination. His wife was really to be pitied, because he'd been the only person in the house who understood how to manage the cook's temper, and now she has to put Deo Valente on her dinner invitation. Still, that's better than a domestic scandal. A woman who leaves her cook never wholly recovers her position in society. I suppose the same thing holds good with the hosts. They seldom have more than a superficial acquaintance with their guests, and so often, just when they do get to know you a bit better, they leave off knowing you altogether. There was rather a breath of winter in the air when I left those Dorsetshire people. You see, they had asked me down to shoot, and I'm not particularly immense at that sort of thing. There's such a deadly sameness about partridges. When you've missed one, you've missed the lot. At least that's been my experience. And they tried to rag me in the smoking room about not being able to hit a bird at 5 yards, a sort of bovine ragging that suggested cows buzzing round a gadfly and thinking they were teasing it. So I got up the next morning at early dawn. I know it was dawn because there were lark noises in the sky, and the grass looked as if it had been left out all night, and hunted up the most conspicuous thing in the bird line that I could find, and measured the distance as nearly as it would let.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?